We are certainly working every day on biofuels demand and opportunities.
And that's Caleb Ragland, president of the American Soybean Association.
Whether it be biodiesel, renewable diesel, there's opportunities with SAF. There's different feedstocks that can be used in SAF, but the rising tide lifts all boats. And biofuels are such an exciting opportunity for the soybean industry that we must be pursuing.
He tells Michigan Ag Today that he and other soybean producers will continue to pressure lawmakers on Capitol Hill to pass legislation in 2026 to further expand the biofuels industry.
We have opportunities right now that need to be completed by Congress. We have the 45Z tax credit that's hanging out there that needs to be done. We have the renewable volume obligations, the RVOs, that need to be completed. That number's been debated and beat to death. It's time to get the deal done. We need Congress to step up and make it happen. And that's good for demand, and it brings stability and some certainty to our industry as well that we desperately need.
Ragland adds that the expansion of biodiesel would truly be a win for everyone.
American farmer is growing a product. It's getting used here domestically. It's creating fuel that is good for the environment. It's good for the economy. It brings jobs. It brings economic opportunity to our farms. That ties back to economic opportunity for all of our rural communities. That local farmer dollar gets turned over 6 to 8 times at least locally. It's good for all of the small businesses and stuff. It's just good for everybody involved.
Michigan is home to 2 biodiesel plants, W2 Fuel in Adrian and Thumb Bioenergy in Sandusky. Together, they produce around 16 million gallons of biodiesel each year. Read more at MichiganAgToday.com.